was it that you did start to envision yourself sitting in this chair?
The most concrete time was probably in 2003, with the, I can only call it the explosive event of the bug incident and the mayor's office.
Where was it?
I have no idea. They haven't told me. But that was, in my view, in recent times, probably one of the most singularly embarrassing moments for our city government, for our public employees, and for our citizens. So I've read that indictment. I've read all the updates. I've read virtually every indictment that came out of that whole sordid incident. And it read like it could be a movie. It read like, this is insane. And we have to fix this. There were a lot of different things going on, a lot of different factors, but you know, the issue of integrity in government and the credibility of the government and the transparency of the government and citizens having confidence that the people who work here, who they entrust with their hard-earned tax dollars, are doing things in a way that is appropriate, that is not embarrassing, and that is respectful to them as citizens of the city. And so that was a big part of it.
How did your time on council prepare you for the rigors of the mayoral job?
I paid a lot of attention to the things that Ed Rendell would do and his administration. We had an economic crisis at that time, not the national, international crisis. It was just a Philadelphia-based economic crisis, the creation of PICA. So, you know, as politics became clearly my future, even though I was on the legislative side all of that time, I mean, it's important to pay attention to what the chief executive officer is doing on a regular basis. And so economic crisis in the latter part of the Rendell two terms, you start to see economic recovery, the start of wage tax reductions, and a focus on arts and culture, the Avenue of the Arts, and building hotel rooms, culminating in, of course, the Republican National Convention being here in 2000.
In a lot of ways, that kind of mirrors what you faced with, was it 08 or 09, the market crash and the whole subsequent bubble?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I announced that we had a $1 billion deficit 2 days after the general election in 08 when President Obama became president-elect. I mean, you talk about a Debbie Downer moment. How to take the life out of a party. From that moment, we spent about 2 years cutting, shaving, saving, raising taxes, and doing a variety of things just to stabilize the government, just to get to a level, which we then started referring to as basically kind of the new normal.
How do you get people to buy in to your approach to this?
Folks knew that it wasn't us, but, you know, everything is local. And so, you know, my taxes are going up, services are going down, all kinds of things going on. You know, our public employees didn't have contracts for a long period of time. I mean, all of that added on top of it. So that's what leadership is about. We had a plan. We had a vision. We had a focus. And what I tell new mayors all the time is, you know, make a plan, work the plan, stick to the plan.
Beyond the libraries, the closures of the libraries, or the discussion thereof, what, if any, regrets do you have?
I think at this point, the number one issue that still, you know, troubles me during my time, even though, you know, we've had some success in the area of putting additional funding into educating our children, is getting all of us to the point where we would have a student-weighted funding formula. So that remains to be seen in terms of what actually happens in the course of this year. But, you know, my focus has primarily been around safety and education. You know, there have been so many great, great successes, but I think that those two things are really inextricably tied to each other. And if we're able to have success on the one, which is education, we'll almost automatically have success on the other, which is public safety. But we still have a lot of work to do, and that's how I'm going to spend my time.
As a resident-to-be, what are you looking for out of the next mayor?
In this job, you'll meet ambassadors, consul generals, presidents of countries. You'll be at the White House. You'll be in meetings with the president or cabinet secretaries. And so one of the things I say to folks is, you know, think about many of the things that have happened in our city, good and unfortunately bad. unfortunately, some citizen will get shot or killed. A police officer may get shot or killed. A firefighter may die in a fire. All kinds of things happen. Buildings fall down. You make big announcements about all kinds of exciting things, whether it's our international bike race or the Mummers' Day or, you know, 4th of July, World Meeting of Families. And you also step outside that door or go around the corner and you make some pretty somber announcements as well. Whoever it is that you're thinking about as the next mayor, think about them in that context. That's the job. The next mayor has to ratchet up even higher on the priority list. The issue of talking about education on a regular basis, regular as in every day, spending time in Harrisburg with legislators and the governor, because I think 2015 must be the year that we actually develop and properly fund a student-weighted funding formula. That really is the issue, and that has to be the focus. And so the next mayor, again, has to be prepared to dedicate a lot of his or her time to the issue of education. It's not only funding, it's about accountability. And again, the mayor may not be directly in charge of schools, but certainly has a responsibility to support kids and the superintendent and the folks over at the SRC for the many tough decisions that they have to make as well.